Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Cheryl Mathis started Fetch a Date, where pet lovers meet. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. It's great to see you.
Oh, great to see you too, Mel. Hi.
How have things been in the dating world for pets? Things going well?
They are. Dating is really strong, especially for online dating. I think, especially since the pandemic, more people are turning to online dating. So my launching Fetch a Date for pet lovers in particular, the timing couldn't be better.
So talk about this a little bit more. We're familiar with dating apps, right? Like there's all those big names out there. But a dating app for people with pets and the I'm thinking of everything that goes along with that. Tell us exactly what it is and how it works.
It's so important because, I mean, dating itself is a challenge for a lot of people, right? Some may look at it as it's really great. Others may think this isn't so fun. Please get me past this stage right away so I can just find the love of my life. But especially now, I mean, people are really accustomed to online dating. It's mm-hmm. not taboo. It's commonplace. It's acceptable. People are happy to say, you know, what platform they met on. But the niche of being for pet lovers is extremely important because I used to do these events with a lot of dog lovers. And I would hear from so many of them that, you know, if my pet doesn't like the person, there's not even going to be a second date. So it's right up there as far as a really strong common bond and also an extremely important one as to whether that person is at least accepting of pets and in particular their pet. You know, I'll hear a lot of them say too, like, well, they don't have to like all pets. They just need to like, you know, my dog or my cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think animals are really good judges of character, don't you?
Oh, I hear that a lot. Yes. And I firmly believe that too. I can, you know, they can smell, they smell that they sense people's energy. That's the first thing pets will do to one another, right? They smell mm-hmm. and they know within 7 seconds of that other animal, if how old it is, if it's healthy, if it's sick, if it's male or female. So they're great judges of knowing, you know, about one another. And then also, I think they, you know, maybe we sense that or take that to the human level, but I think they also are good discerners of people too.
Well, and it's so interesting. I'm thinking of this in so many different perspectives now, because one of my best friends told me about a date she recently went on and there was no second date. There was no even like sharing an Uber to go to another location and, you know, grab coffee or anything. Because the guy said she talked about her dog the entire time and the guy just wasn't that interested in a dog, not even just her dog, but in a dog.
Right.
Period. And that compatibility has to be really important, right?
Completely. And so imagine if they were on just an average dating site and meanwhile they're chatting and this goes on for a month or what have you. And then he finds that out, you know, then it'd be like, oh, okay, they wasted time mm-hmm. essentially. So that's where it is that important to pet people. And it will be one of the first things that comes out of their mouth. And also it really connects people right away on a much deeper level and more of a common bond, as opposed to, you know, there are dating sites out there where people like, oh, who loves pizza, right? Or who loves this, who's financially, you know, good with their finances, right? Mm-hmm. Which that's important too. But there's something about when you have a pet in your life, it sleeps in your bed a lot of times. Mm-hmm. It's there all the time. It's a constant. It's not just, you know, we both like pepperoni pizza. That's a very superficial attraction. So this gets right away to like level 10.
Yeah.
And I think people will, there's more of a chance of it working out and being successful. So I think in a, you know, to his detriment, I'm sorry he doesn't like pets, but you know what? If he knows that about himself, then my platform's not the one to come to, but there's plenty of other ones out there. And I kind of hope he doesn't, because, you know, I do want people to, they know when they come to Fetch a Date that, you're kind of, I call it being in the club. You know, mm-hmm. you're already surrounded by like-minded people who get it, that there's going to be fur on your clothes, dogs barking, like, okay, Gigi's decided she wants to be in on this podcast now.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi, come here, Gigi.
Oh, look at that little puppy.
So I know on a podcast, sweet. You can't see her, but I'll just hold her so she'll, and she'll be licking my face if you hear.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a dachshund. She is what I call a COVID puppy. So I've had three greyhounds, and we have a dog from the Humane Society. He's just kind of a mix of a lot of things. And mm-hmm. then my daughter always wanted a dachshund. So I've never had a small dog. So this is interesting to have such a small package.
Well, you know, you have to test all those, you know, different things for your website and your app, right? Yeah. How does this work? What do we need to put on here? What kind now of personalities are we talking about?
Yeah, I can relate to big dogs, medium dogs, and small ones now.
There you go. Where did you come up with the idea?
So, you know, when I was young, we had a dog. We had a few dogs and all kinds of different pets, turtles, I don't know, rabbits, but I always just felt very much a connection with dogs, but our dog had to stay outside. My dad is a farmer, and that was just sort of the mindset, you know, dogs are outdoor animals. Mm-hmm. And I think I always felt guilty about that. And so I just always felt a connection. And it wasn't though till I was an adult living at the time, I'm from Indiana, but living in New York City. So of all places, I just woke up one night in the middle of the night and had somewhat of an anxiety attack. And I just woke up, couldn't hardly breathe. And I turned to my husband and I just said, I got to have a dog. Like I knew I just had to have one. And so I got a greyhound and started walking down the street the day I got her. And all of a sudden everybody in New York City seemed like they instantly became really nice.
Oh,
and they stopped or they'd smile at me. I'm going to put her down, and they'd talk and they'd say hello and ask me questions about her. And that's when I realized, oh my God, this is the secret sauce to creating something where I can connect people. And that's when the idea basically was birthed. Now it took more steps than that. You know, but, we all know to run a business, right?
Well, I mean, when you were little, did you think you were going to start a dating app one day? I mean, what did you want to be when you grew up?
No. When I was little, I thought I wanted to be Marianne from Gilligan's Island and be an actress and, you know, kind of do Gilligan's Island 2 or something. I don't know.
Well, you did have a TV career. I mean, you were on your way there, right? And you've done some commercial work. Tell us a little bit about your career path.
So I've been a news reporter in three different markets. And then when I did move to New York, instead I got my headshot together and resume like all the other 8 million people who live there, and decided that, hey, I can compete with all them, and just started auditioning for everything under the moon, commercials, voiceovers. I was even what they call a fit model, which I didn't know this existed, but, you basically go and try on clothes and you show what they look like. And then they make the pattern different based on how it looks. I was a hand model. I don't know. When you're an actor in New York, you kind of try a little bit of everything.
Well, but it sounds like you really just, you know, you're in love with people, right? And those connections. And, you know, you talked about getting smiles when you're walking down the street, and you created another group too that connects women. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah. So when I moved back to Indiana, I didn't know how well the dog events would go here, because I usually would have them in martini lounges. And so, but meanwhile, I thought, well, I learned so much about creating a business and what it takes to make a website and do social media, that I thought, well, I would love to help other women be able to do that too and get their businesses off the ground. So I created what I call Successful Women Made Here. And so that's still going well. Worked, you know, over the years with lots of different women, connecting them with partnerships and building their businesses. So yeah, it's still going well, but Fetch a Date was always kind of there in at the forefront, then the back burner, and now back at the forefront.
Well, I think you get a sparkle in your eye and a little kick in your step when you talk about Fetch a Date. Like, I've heard about this for a while now, and it's really exciting for it to be your focus now? And what keeps you motivated? What makes you want to do this?
Dogs, especially. Dogs, and then just being able to connect with so many people when we talk about our dogs. So I'm kind of like that girl that guy was talking about on that date, you know, but I think it's a great way to meet friends. I feel like I have an instant connection with people who have pets. I feel like I trust them more. I think they feel the same way. You know, when we just kind of know we're in the same club, or that we're more understanding that if you come over to my house, okay, if I probably haven't swept the floors in 4 days and there's just going to be fur roaming around. Sorry, she's chewing on something. So I don't know if you're hearing any of that.
No, we don't hear it. We can't hear it, but it's okay. You should probably check on her though. Coming up, the challenges and successes Cheryl has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters. A huge thank you to our sponsor, Indiana.Gifts, for helping us get this podcast to you every single week. Drops Fridays at noon. And if you're not familiar with Indiana.Gifts, it is an online retail shop that we at Indiana Originals launched in May of 2020. I think you probably remember what happened in the spring of that year. And a lot of our business members lost their retail outlets. And so we wanted to help them find another way to sell their products. So my business partner, David, who owns Coaster Stone, where our office is headquartered, and I came together and we launched Indiana.Gifts. And that's actually the website, .gifts. That's like a .com or a .net. It's a thing now. And if you visit there and place an order, we want to thank you by giving you 10% off. So make sure to use the discount code LOCAL21 at checkout. That's LOCAL21 for 10% off at Indiana.Gifts. The only thing you'll find there is products made by Indiana companies. And as always, we thank you for supporting our Indiana-owned businesses. We've been chatting with Cheryl Mathis of Fetch a Date, who just launched the app for her company this year. Cheryl, for those that aren't familiar with Fetch a Date, they haven't had the app, tell us what it was like getting the app actually built, and then that feeling of when you actually got to launch it.
Oh, it was a piece of cake.
I could see you roll your eyes. I don't know that people listening could hear you roll your eyes, but yeah, I mean, I imagine, you know, that was a pretty tough.
So, you know, when they always say like success is a 10 years in the making, This is probably even really more than 10 years in the making, but it's kind of been an evolution. So as I mentioned, I did those events for dog lovers and wrote a book because I did so many interviews of people while they were there at the events. I'm like, this could make a fun book. And then launched Fetch a Date, which in the beginning was called Leashes and Lovers. And it was a website and people could go make their profiles there. But when they did make their profiles there, I actually even called it Fetch a Date. But with technology, things change. And so over time and having different developers who led me believe they could help make an app, but they really couldn't. So over time now, and over years, it seems like this year, yay, it did launch.
That's so exciting. And what's the hardest part about being a business owner?
I think staying self-motivated, which is then also why I wanted to create the women's group so that we could keep each other accountable and just inspired, you know, to know that we could do it. But I think not only staying inspired, but having the resources too. So being able to connect with others, like, how did you get that done? And who did that for you? Right. And then also because even in launching Fetch a Date, everything I've done has been through freelancers. So, you know, it's really just having to be resourceful and learning along the way who can actually do what they say they can do and being able to look at portfolios pretty quickly and decide, A, does it match my style? And B, can they really get the job done? Because, you know, I basically do dog sitting still right now and dog training to help fund, self-fund Fetch a Date so that it can be a freemium platform is what they call it. So it's free to create a profile and be in there. There are some in-app purchases, you know, if you want to have more than one pet in your profile, things like that, if you want to be boosted. But just kind of figuring it all out, you know, I think that's where I'm so glad you have this podcast and connecting a lot of the entrepreneurs so that we can kind of hear from one another how we can get there quicker and faster. And in my case, you know, I knew that this niche but it's a large niche. 55% of single people are even pet owners. So, and that's one of the things you talked about a little bit, transitions. I changed from it was where dog lovers meet to also now where pet lovers meet, because I want it to include anyone who has a pet, because I think we kind of get it regardless, right? If you have a parrot or you have a cat, they're still part of your family pack. And that's the common bond here in the connection.
Well, and I have so many friends too, that their pets are their children. I mean, that's completely their lifestyle, and that's what they've chosen to go with. And I think it's really important that you found another way to connect people. And is that one of the most rewarding parts about what you do?
It is. And actually, I'm even doing a little branch off of being a dating coach. So I'm offering 8-week sessions to group sessions, calling it the positive dating system.
Very clever.
Where we can kind of go on more in depth, because dating, as I mentioned even earlier, is a challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, for a lot of people, maybe it's the first time they're looking to get married. Some people are back in the dating game after 2 or 3 marriages. And, you know, we all can use a mentor, I think, too, in terms of just what worked, what didn't, how can they get back out there? Some things to say nowadays and not to say.
I think that not to say thing is really important too. Mm-hmm. We should maybe put more emphasis on that sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl, what would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
I want them to know that it really helps if you start with something that you feel strongly about, because that does need to carry through. But also considering, is it profitable? Can it be profitable? Because you don't want to just, business doesn't mean having a 20-year hobby. And there will be a lot of challenging moments. And for instance, even in Fetch a Date, you know, right now I'm launching something that in the beginning is free for people to create, to create their profile. But looking at the longer picture and how can it grow, and having side avenues with it. So I'd say mainly the knowing that, you know, it does have to be really in your bones. You have to feel, you have to like sleep and dream about this nonstop and be willing to work all hours of the day, because, you know, we gave up that 9-to-5 job so that we can now work 24 hours in a day. But, you know, but it doesn't feel like work, right? And that's what it needs to be. It needs to like not feel like work, because I can talk and be around dogs and people who love dogs all day long. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel like work to me.
I'm the same. I tell my husband all the time, like, you have to set an alarm for me to leave my desk. And it's not because I don't love you or I don't love our kids. It's because I also love what I'm doing. Like, I love the career that I've chosen. I love creating this business, and I love, you know, supporting members like you. And Cheryl, why does supporting local and being known as Indiana owned matter to you?
It matters a lot to me. And I'm so excited to be a part of your platform, because, you know, I was born in Indiana, born in South Bend, lived here most of my life, went to Butler, and then for a stint, you know, was in news reporting. And as I mentioned, went to Louisville, Kentucky for a bit, and then New York City for a while. But I've been back here now for quite a while. And I just think there is something to be said about Midwest values. And I'm really proud of our state. I'm proud of the people here. And, you know, we're just good people. And so I'm so excited that Fetch a Date now, as I became the LLC that it is, that it's all registered here in Indiana. And I feel like it's getting back to my roots of what it stands for, especially in a dating app. You know, this is not some hookup place, right? You know, I mean, I really want to create something for people to have real relationships. And that's what I think is founded with the people in Indiana, that we are real people with real relationships and values and character, and that we care about one another and we care about our pets. So I'm so proud and excited that it's all based right here in Indiana.
Well, we're happy to have you, and we're glad that you chose to do it here and not head somewhere else either. Because, you know, with a technology company, you could go anywhere, right?
Yeah, I could anywhere. And the good thing is, which is kind of exciting too, is that people anywhere can make a profile and be a part of this. So they'll feel like a taste of Indiana, you know, by being a part of Fetch a Date. And that, and really I've had people in other countries already even making profiles. So it is exciting that it's headquartered here.
Cheryl, besides IndianaOwned.com, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
Thanks. Well, at fetchadate.com, you can certainly learn about it. You can find us in the Apple App Store, Google Play, and on all the very well-known social platforms such as Facebook and Instagram and even TikTok and YouTube. You'll find us all those just, you know, at fetchadate or put in /fetchadate. Twitter is the only one that it's fetchadate app. That's a little different.
Well, you got to figure out and get them where you can, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We're trying to be everywhere for the various age groups of people that are coming to Fetch a Date. So we're trying to be everywhere people are. And so you can find us in any of the major platforms.
How's TikTok working out for you? I'm still trying to feel cool enough to be on TikTok.
Oh my God. TikTok. I have to watch myself because they start from the moment they're genius. From the moment you touch on TikTok, it shows you somebody else's video and people are hilarious on there. And I start watching all these other videos and my daughter will catch me just laughing and she'll know that I'm there on TikTok, but they're different. You know, I've made a few, I'm terrible at making them. I have a couple of younger people helping out.
Too, but
you'll see mine on TikTok are the ones that are always, you know, my daughter say, Mom, you don't do the video horizontally. You're supposed to do it vertically. Or I don't understand how to like put the, you have a little slate at the beginning or you put the words on it. I don't know. It's a different way of thinking, but I really love it. It's inventive.
I think we have one video on TikTok right now. One. And is it one? Do we have one video? We have three. My operations manager, Courtney, told me we just have three videos on TikTok.
There you go.
So we are becoming very, very cool. Cheryl Mathis, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Oh, I love you, Mel, and love Indiana Owned. Thank you so much for having me on.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana.Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.